And now to sporting news of a different sort. When Ellen DeGeneres took a selfie of herself and some celebs at the Oscars, it temporarily crashed Twitter. But at this year's Tour de France, the concern is that selfies will crash competitors. Selfies are all the rage at the Tour and causing a little road rage. Racers asking fans to please show some restraint. Stop jumping out in front of the peloton, the main group of riders. Bill Strickland is interim editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. Bill, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
So remind us of why, you know, fans jumping out to even take a picture facing the cyclists has been an ongoing problem, but a selfie with your back to them? Describe what this means.
Well, it's sort of insane. You're turning your back to, it's not just a pack of riders, but it's motorcycles, cars, a whole caravan that's coming along. They're curb to curb, and they're going 30 miles an hour, maybe faster. The riders are bumping each other. They're sort of all over the road, and they're not able to look out. And oftentimes, they simply can't avoid someone who would be standing in the road. There's just nowhere for the riders to go.
Well, so far, there have not been any crashes. But let's just say someone has their back to the peloton to take a selfie. And we'll post some. You can see them. People have done it. And they hit one of those riders. What's the domino effect?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, this can be pretty serious. There are people, spectators have been killed by getting hit by bikes. Riders themselves can have their careers ruined. They can be taken out. You know, it's sort of a funny phenomenon, and I am sort of enjoying it, to be honest. But there is a really serious aspect of this that someone's really going to get hurt.
Well, the cyclists are doing more than asking nicely for people not to take the selfies. We've seen video of them coming along, and again, this huge pack of cyclists, the streets lined with spectators, and the cyclists are slapping phones out of their hands.
Right. Pretty common for the riders and fans to interact. One of the great things I love about the Tour is you're right there with them. It's, you know, imagine if the fans were able to go out onto the grass of Yankee Stadium or to get out on the soccer pitch and just stand there while the players play. So often when riders are climbing mountains, they'll push fans away. Just as often, they'll take a Coke or a small push from the fans when they're going up the mountain.
Is that allowed?
It is not allowed. It is illegal. Oh. But as long as no one sees, you know, it's like throwing a spitball.
So, but now this whole new thing, the selfie, and again, we've seen the riders slap phones out of people's hands. The race began in England. It's now moved to France after 3 days in England. What are you observing? Are there more selfies or less? Are people reacting?
We actually have a selfie correspondent there.
One of
our youngest editors happened to be in England while the Tour is going on. And so she reports, Elspeth Hewitt, our correspondent, reports that the selfie craze is going to be continental-wide. It's not going to die down in France.
Well, but, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, somebody might die. So there's that. But what about the race itself? What's the excitement around it this year? Which riders do you think people, if they're just kind of waking up and moving from Wimbledon over to the next sport, who should they watch? What do you think?
Here's what's exciting about the race this year. In the past few years, the tours tended to be just sort of a test of fitness. The guys could look down at the computers on their handlebars and see how many watts they were putting out and just sort of carefully judge how hard they needed to go. This course is more of a racer's course. It's going to reward risk-taking and some savvy strategy. Vincenzo Nibali, the Italian who's in first right now, he's a great racer. Alberto Contador, the former winner, Spanish rider, he also is just considered a great racer. Chris Froome, who won last year, and Andrew Talansky, a very young American, top 10 last year. A lot of people think he might podium.
Has the race come out from under the cloud of Lance Armstrong?
It seems to. This year seems to feel kind of like a reawakening. I mean, the fact that the biggest news item right now is the selfie craze, I think says a lot that maybe we're finally getting back to the point where it's kind of entertainment and we can enjoy the racing.
As opposed to scandal. Yeah. Bill Strickland, interim editor of Bicycling Magazine, author of the book Tour de Lance. Bill, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.